Welcome to the Health Frontiers radio show and podcast, where we empower listeners to be the champions of their health and their future through education and proper supplementation. My name is Jake, and I'll be your co-host. I've got John Bergsteiner today and also Dr. Chris Miletus. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing fantastic. It's cold out here in Colorado. I don't know what it's like where you guys are at. We went from 70 degrees down to 32 degrees overnight.
Oh, my. A little altitude will do. Yep,
no doubt. Well, John, why don't you tell us what we are, why don't you tell us what we're talking about today?
Well, today I'm excited because we are tackling a controversial subject and one that pretty much everyone is interested in these days, and that is the subject of stem cell therapy and whether it is the future of medicine, whether the future of medicine has arrived today.
I think the future is here. And I think what's exciting about stem cells is it used to be from tissues that we would not necessarily want to use. Now, as we're going to discuss today, stem cells can be from full-term cords that are donated, you know, umbilical cords, and or there's also fat cells that you can also have, you know, basically auto-donation of your own stem cells. So they're a little different. And back in the day when I had patients with Parkinson's and so forth, the option was to go travel over to a foreign country and have basically aborted fetuses as a source of stem cells. We've gone beyond that, and now we have cord stem cells, and we have fat stem cells. And so we'll talk about those today because your body, as God created it, has the ability to start the regenerative process. The same way that mom and dad got together and created one fertilized egg, that became that one cell fertilized, became two, became four, became eight, became 16, became you with the trillions of cells. Well, this is the same thing. Harnessing that same stem cell, or what we call pluripotent, meaning it has the ability to become anything. And so at one point in time, there was a cell in your body as you're in utero in mom's belly. And it said, okay, I'm going to become a fingernail. Okay, and I'm going to become a heart cell. I'm going to become a brain cell. And so by using stem cells in localized areas, there's an opportunity to allow some natural God-given healing to occur. So, John, you are the expert. Today, as a doc, I am the one eager to hear what you have to share because you have went eyeballs to alligators and beyond. You're on the knowledge base here. So talk to me a little bit about the experts you work with. Because you're working with stem cell experts, you clearly know about stem cells. And how does one determine whether or not they're a good candidate for a stem cell? How do I select stem cells? And maybe a couple stories you have, including, you know, maybe why you're pondering stem cells.
Okay. Well, obviously, stem cells are a fascinating topic. And as we already mentioned, everyone really wants to know what the bottom line is on stem cells. And they're controversial for good reason. Obviously, this is the technology God uses to knit us together in the womb. As you mentioned, a sperm meets egg, a blastocyst is formed, and eventually we go through that whole process of development into an embryo and then into a fetus, and then to a little girl or little boy. And so God uses this technology to knit us together in the womb, and then he uses it to grow us to adulthood, and then he uses it to maintain our health and deal with injury and sickness and so forth throughout our lives. And so it's incredible technology, and it's interesting that in the day and age we live in of modern medicine, that still today many people feel that the cutting edge of medicine is not the biotechnology that we've come up with through human wisdom, but that the same amazing technology that God used to start this whole thing in terms of how a person comes into the world and is maintained, same technology. So we are merely, talking about trying to access that technology to stimulate healing in a situation where we got bad knees or bad hips or a bad shoulder, and we would much rather avoid surgery and replacing a joint if we can safely and effectively repair or regenerate that joint. And obviously, Chris, you don't have to completely, totally regenerate a joint to get the elimination of symptoms of pain and, the suffering that goes along with a joint that the compromised that joint, and so there's a lot more friction going on in there than supposed to be, or you hear people talking about bone on bone. Well, you can actually do that using stem cells. You can encourage a healing environment in a joint like that, and you can encourage your own native tissues, the cartilage, for example, in the inside the knee, to undergo mitosis or division and regenerate, begin to create new tissue in the joint. It doesn't take a lot of new tissue to eliminate the symptoms. So what you might see is someone's symptoms disappear long before you can actually see a difference in their x-rays or MRI results, because it just takes such a small layer of new tissue to eliminate the problems, the friction, and the pain.
Well, and that's so true. So often we, being in the temple in which we live, are plugging along, and all of a sudden this is starting to hurt. And I remember giving a lecture in New York in front of a few hundred doctors. I flew in around midnight New York time from Pacific Coast, gave a lecture at 7 a.m. I was a keynote speaker for an hour and a half. And one of the questions I asked the audience, and these are very smart medical doctors, mostly medical doctors out of New York, New Jersey. These are East Coast hardcore docs. And I says, I'm going to teach you lots of things about genetics today, but I have a question for you all. I'm a little tired today. I just flew in. Some of you are definitely tired. You commuted in on the subway, town cars, and whatnot. I said, how many cells in the human body have to be tired before we perceive tired? Is it one cell, 10 cells, 100 cells, 1,000, a million? And I said, does anybody know? Because I've looked, I've read, I've gone to, of course, medical school, naturopathy medical school. Does anybody know? Dead silence. I said, well, this is good to know that I'm not the only one that doesn't know how many cells in my body have to be tired before I feel tired. I said, but let's make it simpler. And I held up my index finger. I said, how many cells in my index finger have to hurt before I feel pain? And once again, dead silence, smart group. I said, well, I'm going to tell you things I do know today from the medical literature, but I just wanted to keep us humble that we just don't know very much when it comes to human body, even that we think we do, because once again, the creator has such a magnificent plan, and we're just so humble. It's kind of like an ant trying to figure out what a human's doing above as a human watches the ant. It's not going to happen. And you're right. You know, it's right at that fraction of, well, okay, now I've lost enough cells, I'm enough bone on bone, or I have enough cartilage damage. Now I'm starting to feel it. But by the time you start to feel it, you're going to be playing catch up. You're running a deficit in that joint. So you put it brilliantly, John.
Thank you, brother. Yeah, it's interesting. You know, John Lehner, our brother, could not be here with us this morning, but John has had a personal experience with regenerative medicine, and he had it about 15 years ago, kind of during the infancy stage of the development of the market. And John went through something, an early form of regenerative medicine called prolotherapy, where you literally are stimulating a response from the body and the healing mechanisms, your own stem cells and other cells, to respond to a stimulus. And in this case, what they used was they injected dextrose into his knee. Dextrose is a compound sugar and not something that normally is found in a knee, so obviously it provokes a response from your immune cells and from your stem cells to go in, and the stem cells target the inflammatory signal being put off by your injured or insulted tissue. The stem cells home in on that signal and then begin to impart information and healing nutrients, growth factors, chemokines, cytokines, a bunch of fancy words are basically specialized molecules or proteins that the body uses to communicate. So the language of communication in the body is primarily through the transfer of information that is loaded into three-dimensional entities, proteins, hormones, you name it. No matter how you want to talk about cellular communication or the way the body communicates, it's done through macromolecules, organic molecules that the body creates or that you introduce. And so the real key to stem cells is to understand that we're not putting new stem cells in the body that then go in and turn into new tissues. We're putting cells into the body that have the information and the nutrients needed to restore order and organize response to a need to regenerate in a particular area of the body. And that is exactly what stem cells can do. And it's exactly why I've been so interested in learning more about stem cells and regenerative medicine, because, as you know, Chris, I've been excited about trying to stimulate the information transfer and balancing of the immunity and promoting homeostasis or balance in the body for as long as we've known each other. That's what the Bergsteiner Wellness Protocol does. And it does it partially in so well because of the existence of the glandular components that are in our protocol. If people listen to this entire series reports or broadcasts that we've done, they'll get a very good understanding of how and why the protocol works, and how a big part of that is the information transfer through glandular tissues, the proteins that are present in glandulars. They produce information and specific nutrients for organs that there's no other way to impart. Similarly, the stem cells are doing the same thing. It's something that we really cannot replicate in an effective way with a drug, because it comes with its own form of intelligence that God built in the creation.
Yes, and I love that part of it. It's, you give the body, as it was designed, nutrients, some of which we understand, some that we don't. And the reality is, and I'm looking here on the Logos Nutritionals website at a good friend of ours' book, Dr. Sylvia Zook, The Creator's Healthy Food Plan for Today, called Eating After Eating. It's available on your website. And it's literally fueling the body. And so stem cells are fueling the body. And likewise, certain nutrients are fueling the body. And I have a simple mathematical equation that I share with my patients. So everybody ready for a little bit of math? It's simple, though. It's wear and tear minus repair. So our daily wear and tear is X. Our repair needs to be equal to X. But if it's not equal to X, we start having too much wear and tear, and we're not staying at the neutral zone. So wear and tear minus repair. So we need to crank up the repair, whether it would be with an athletic health formula that you have on your website, whether it be with the stem cells, whether it be, of course, with the joint pain, with the glucosamine, the MSM for pain relief. But once again, why do we have pain? Because our body, as designed, says, I'm injured. You should not move this joint for a while. I'm trying to repair it. But that's assuming that you actually have the nutrients to do the repair. So tell me a little bit about the docs, because I know you work with a lot of docs that do stem cells, and you actually have a protocol you've put together to help the docs. So once they have done the stem cell protocol, and they've done, you know, they place the stem cells, the stem cells, then you, of course, have nutrients to help the body go that next level, to proverbially pass the baton, say, okay, you got stem cells now, help grow and build and heal.
There you go. Well, it's funny because, you know, we talked about before that my dad's contribution to medicine was the combining of glandulars with all the vitamins and minerals and cofactors that activate all the metabolic pathways and actually enable the body to put that information and those nutrients to good use. And we're doing the same thing with our regenerative support kits, working with physicians who are onboarding stem cells into patients for various purposes, whether it might be an orthopedic type of procedure where you're trying to stimulate a joint to regrow, or a non-orthopedic procedure where you might be bringing on stem cells in other types of regenerative materials. Well, what we're doing with our regenerative support kits is bringing in the raw materials needed to support that process of regeneration. And we want to get the products in the hands of the doctors so they can get the products in the hands of the patients at the time they're doing their assessment of the patient and determining that, yes, this is a situation where you would benefit from stem cell therapy because, you know, here are your x-rays and here's the situation you're dealing with. Well, as soon as we find that this is someone that's going to receive stem cell therapy, we want to get these supplements on board as soon as possible to produce, you know, to supply all the raw materials needed for the process of regeneration. And if it's after the stem cells are onboarded, even months after, it's better to get these substances into the body than not to. But obviously, we want to get them in there as soon as possible. And we'll talk more in depth about the support kits, which are going to be offered on a special during today's broadcast. But I want to tell you, Chris, a little bit about what types of stem cells there are out there and what you really want to look for. So there's three main stem cell types that are important in terms of regenerative outcomes. One is called hematopoietic stem cells, and these are the ones that give rise to all components of blood, maintain our blood and the effectiveness of our blood to do what it's supposed to do. Then there's endothelial progenitor cells, and those actually maintain order in the circulatory system itself. And those are both obviously very rich in terms in blood-based stem cells, whether that be if you're harvesting stem cells from your own body, from the bone marrow, or from your fat, those are going to have rich sources of HSCs and EPCs, the ones we just talked about, the blood-based and the circulatory-based stem cells. And then the ones that people are really most interested in, and I think science is most interested in, are the mesenchymal stem cells or stromal cells. And those are the ones that they're most interest because they actually have the ability to differentiate, as you were talking about pluripotency, the ability to differentiate into different types of cells, whether it be fat, bone, cartilage, muscle, what have you. Those are the cells that the magic comes in when it comes to regeneration. So whatever we do, we're looking to bring on mesenchymal stem cells are the most important to give us that broad-based response that we're looking for wherever we're putting these proteins and our cells into the body. So what they do, we put them in, they come in, then they release all kinds of incredible proteins, communication, growth factors, signaling proteins, and they are profoundly anti-inflammatory. So when you've got a situation where there's a lot of inflammation in the body, you introduce stem cells into that area, they immediately start to secrete proteins that are anti-inflammatory to decrease the inflammation you're dealing with in those tissues so that you can have a healing response begin to set in. As you know, Chris, doesn't matter the disease, whether it's acute or chronic, inflammation is the thing that is triggering the damage and the response by the body. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, without question. Inflammation, in fact, it was on Time magazine, the front cover of it many years ago now. Inflammation contributing to Alzheimer's, heart disease, contributing to acceleration of diabetes and even cancer. And so inflammation's not our friend most of the time. A little inflammation, you get a little cut, it turns a little red, but that's how, once again, the inflammation at a small, minuscule level says, okay, hey, body, I need some help over here. Let's start mending the body back together. Once again, a miracle. I can't remember how many times I've cut my fingers over the course of my life, and lo and behold, they mend up, and my fingers can still move to this day. And so inflammation, got to control it. So that's another benefit. And so when a person uses or selects a doc, a healthcare provider, to do stem cells, you're suggesting that we can support the body with supplements, which I totally agree. And then, but if a person says, okay, well, I don't know whether I can afford stem cells because lots of times it's not covered by insurance, the vast majority of time, but can I still use a protocol? And then the question is, what do I do if I want to go for a stem cell process? Not all stem cells are created equal. You just did a beautiful job of first off describing lots of different kinds of sources of stem cells. But let's say we go for a cord blood stem cell or cord stem cells. You know, how does one, I mean, what are the criteria that your docs use to pick out stem cells that are going to be used? And what would you, then you've mentioned to me before, you have some hip issues that you're kind of like, okay, well, I might become a patient sooner than later. And I'm sure you're using low-dose nutritional supplements to support those. But so if I'm going to say, hey, my knees hurt, which they've hurt since I was 26 years old, flat-footed, born that way. And I was told I had chondromalacia patella, basically gravel underneath the kneecaps at the age 26. And I'm now in my early 50s, and I'm going like, ow. But I definitely don't want to, if I can avoid it, have knee replacement. So talk to me, if I'm your, someone calls up to your low-dose nutritional, hey, I'm really thinking about this, John. Walk me through, okay, there's stem cells, who and what and how, and what should I be asking? And then what supplements should I be taking?
Okay. So I'm so glad you brought that up, brother, because, you know, obviously people are hurting. People are looking for solutions, and they're, you know, they know they don't necessarily want to go through knee replacement and the rehab that goes along with that, the risks that go along with any type of surgery of infection or complications with, you know, the drugs that they use to help us manage the pain or put us to sleep to begin with. It is, you know, there are lots of issues that people are thinking about, but they're also thinking about what are the dangers with stem cells. And, you know, I don't know. So easier for me, since I don't know, is just follow the doctor's advice and go down the more painful path. So, there are dangers to stem cells. There are things that people need to be aware of. And so I'm going to try to impart a little bit of an understanding of that for you now.
Thank you.
The biggest thing is the fact that there are risks that need to be managed. And they need to be managed by people whose interests are in for the end user, the patient. The person who's suffering, the person who needs to have, regeneration in their knee. But the problem is, as you said, this is usually not covered by insurance. That's actually changing some, and I'll get into that. But it's a cash pay type of business, and it is not cheap. So it can be, you know, it's a lucrative opportunity, attracting all the wrong types of people and companies and so forth into the industry. You often hear the regenerative medicine market described as the wild, wild west. And I can tell you, having interacted in it for the last 2.5, 3 years, it is the wild west. And so there's a need for regulation. There's a need for a cleansing of the industry, so to speak, of not only companies that aren't looking out for the best interests of the people, but even practitioners that aren't necessarily looking out for the best interests of their patients. And unfortunately, that does happen. And there are people in the industry that really are not medical at all. They're just marketers. Because anything that you can make money, a lot of money marketing, is going to draw those types of people in. So the first thing and the most important thing is, if you're going to consider working with a regenerative product, is to work with a doctor who's been doing this for a while, who's done lots of injections, who understands the clinical protocols to use in the delivery of the products to get the most efficacious results. And then where they get their cells from is of utmost importance. because there are, you know, this is a regulated industry, but there are ways to cut corners. And so what you're looking for is a company that not only is doing their due diligence to clean up the product and deliver the product in a way that is free from any types of infection or disease or anything noxious, and they do it in a way that is transparent. So, you know, when I use stem cells or recommend stem cells to people, I do that with companies that are transparent, that are using third-party independent lab testing to verify that their products are efficacious, safe, clean, and effective. So when we get through with this brief break, we'll go back into a little more on that. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
Thank you, John. I think we got our good friend Glenn Enidfeld on the line for us. How you doing, Glenn?
Good, good. I'm glad to be here at the Health Frontiers Radio Show today with Chris and John, and of course you, Jake. Another very interesting, informative discussion, gentlemen. I'm enjoying it. We do have an offer from Logos Nutritionals and Health Frontiers Radio. It's the Logos Nutritionals Regenerative Support for Orthopedic Stem Cell Therapy and also for Non-Orthopedic Stem Cell Therapy. These are two combo packs that we are offering 15% discount on either of these two combo packs. Now, these individual products work synergistically to support your health and bring hope to life. On the Logos Nutritionals website, go to the heading Combo Packs. In the drop-down menu, click on Regenerative Support for Stem Cell Therapy. Choose the orthopedic or non-orthopedic and add that to your cart. At checkout, enter Regen Help in the shopping cart at checkout, and you'll receive the discount. Again, the code is REGENHELP. It's one word, Regen Help. Remember, all Logos Nutritionals products proudly display the good manufacturing practice seal of quality assurance, and all are backed with Logos Nutritionals unconditional satisfaction guarantee. Logos Nutritionals, bringing hope to life. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Glenn. Awesome, awesome. So, yeah, these are wonderful. The products are designed to support the regenerative process, and they will do just that. They will be beneficial in terms of giving your body access to the raw materials needed for the regenerative process, regardless of what type of regenerative product that you are using. They work, and they work well. So I want to get back, Chris, quickly to what types of stem cells there are out there, because people are being bombarded with that. And help talk them through navigating through the choices of what those mean. So there's in the development of regenerative medicine, as we mentioned, John already accessed one form called prolotherapy, where there's not stem cells utilized technically with that, but they can be. And it's actually effective because you're creating inflammation in an area and then introducing stem cells, which will hone in on that inflammation to encourage regeneration in that area, like a knee, for example. So prolotherapy has been around a long time. It can be used with or without stem cells. The next thing we saw develop in the regenerative space was PRP. And that stands for platelet-rich plasma. And this is something that's taken from your body. They take blood from your body, spin it down. They concentrate the platelets. And when we read in God's word that life is in the blood, life really is in the blood in terms of, you know, the healing factors and so forth. Oxygen binding and carrying potential is in the blood. Obviously, stem cells are circulating through the tissues, but obviously in the blood. And so platelet-rich plasma is you take the plasma and spin it down, concentrate the platelets anywhere from 3 to 5 times higher than your normal blood, and then re-inject that into some certain, the knee or goodness, they're using it for all kinds of different things. Everything from knees to hips and shoulders to injecting it in the face to help with wrinkles and so forth. We're injecting it into the scalp to help stimulate hair regrowth, injecting it using it for sexual rejuvenation in men and women. So there's lots of uses for PRP. But PRP, Chris, is a short-term blast of energy, information, and nutrients that the body just basically gobbles up in the near, in the near term, puts it to use long term, but it doesn't stay around for long because it's just, it's not live cells that continue to be in the body generating information and nutrients and so forth, and growth factors for months and months on end. There's a short-term but beneficial response, and people do get great response from PRP. Then the next thing that developed was the introduction of live stem cells, and that started with bone marrow transplants, where we harvest our own stem cells from our bone marrow and then redeploy them somewhere in our body. And then from that, stem cells began to be discovered all over the body. And adipose, or fat tissue, was the next big source of stem cells. And this was all considered safe and effective and easy because you're using your own stem cells. You don't have to worry about rejection, using stem cells from someone else's body and so forth. And that's been done in great, great numbers. The problem that you've run into with it is that stem cells are only, that your own stem cells that you harvest from your body are only as effective as your health is. And it's not just your health in general, it's your health at that moment in time you harvest them. So there's this dynamic, when we're born, we have literally one in every 10,000 cells in our bodies a stem cell. But by the time our bones stop growing at the end of puberty, we've already lost 90% of our stem cells. Then from that, in those stem cells in that early stage have a genetic blueprint in a gene expression profile of rapid growth and differentiation, because that's what they're designed to do. We're programmed for rapid growth and differentiation from the time sperm meets the egg to the time we stop, our bodies physically stop growing. And then our stem cells shift into a gene profile expression of more about maintenance and maintaining what's there. So not only are our number of cells, after the first third of our life, the number of cells in our body, the stem cells, have declined dramatically, but their activity is totally different, and they're programmed now for maturation and maintenance instead of growth and rapid differentiation. But by the time we're 50, we're now down to one in every 400,000 cells of our body is a stem cell. And by the time you're 80, it's one in every 2 million. So the lowering of stem cells in our body is front and central to the aging process. And the ability of those stem cells, the genetic profile of those stem cells, their potency and viability also declines. So it makes less and less and less sense to harvest our own stem cells to try to provoke a regenerative process in the body. And that's what led me in my discovery, Chris, to focus on perinatal tissues, sources that are closer to the origin of life, in order to get cells that are still bursting with life and programmed for rapid growth and differentiation. That's what you find when you look to umbilical cord tissue or umbilical cord blood, into a lesser extent, amniotic tissue types of products, which are often sold or promoted as live stem cell products, but they're not. So I I am convinced that the highest expression of what regenerative medicine has to offer today is to use sources of stem cells from perinatal tissue, or you know, tissues that are from early in life, not on embryonic cells or fetal cells, which for obvious reasons we want to avoid. You know, we don't want to support anything having to do with taking human life at an early age and then profiting from that. I'm talking about umbilical cord, blood, or tissue-derived products that come from donated tissues of a full-term healthy pregnancy, C-section birth. The tissues are donated, and the parents are tested and screened for any type of noxious elements that could affect the cells, whether it be their lifestyles or their exposures they've been through, communicable diseases, what have you. The cells are screened from, you know, before they ever come into existence for the potential of exposing someone to harm. And if they're properly processed and properly delivered, taken care of in the process from going from manufacturer to the end of the hands of your doctor and then into you, as long as everything in that delivery line is unaffected by inappropriate influences, then you've got an incredibly powerful medium for affecting life and quality of life and so forth. It is absolutely the cutting edge of medicine and the most powerful thing we have in our grasp to change our quality of life. But there are ways that it can go wrong, and the only way to manage that is by asking lots of questions and making sure that the doctor that you are working with is in it for the right reasons, and that is to see life change in you, not just to make a lot of money. And
Amen.
they're using a product from a company that is committed 100% to quality and excellence in terms of protecting your interest in the delivery of that product. And that is easier said than done, I'll tell you, because there's only a couple of sources in the industry that I use. The rest I do not and would not use because I'm not convinced that they're doing all the things that need to be done to protect the end user.
And I know you've offered that if someone had a question about who you use, we're not here to promote anything, that they can give you a call at Logos Nutritionals and you'll be more than glad to chat with them, because we're a team human. We're in this as a human species, as brothers and sisters, and it's all about sharing knowledge. This is why we do our show. And one of the things I tell all my patients, I do a lot of referrals. I do family practice naturopathic holistic medicine here in Oregon, but I'll refer to a cardiologist to do some tests. I'm not able to order, say, an echocardiogram, for example, ultrasound of the heart. And I'm saying when you're looking, other than seeing who's on your insurance panel, if you have insurance, is you want to look for health grades. Health grades, health grades, and look up the doc and see how do they rank. What are, just like you would do for a restaurant on Yelp, you want to see what are the reviews, what's the bedside manner, what's the follow-up, what's the follow-through, what's the overall, you know, takeaway, because you are hiring a human being and you're trusting them with your health. And so many times we forget that healthcare providers, I can say this as a doctor, we're service providers. And just like you might look up and say, okay, well, I'm not going to use that plumber, or I'm not going to use that electrician. It gets terrible reviews. Well, same thing with a doctor. Health grades is one of the ways to do that. I also look at LinkedIn to see kind of how do they present themselves professionally and kind of what is their motivation. And it's the reality is the more faith you have in your doctor, like for major surgeries, it's actually been shown the better your outcomes. So you just want to go in really knowing, hey, I trust this person. But you brought up a brilliant point and an important point. Whenever we're doing cutting-edge medicine and stem cells still count as cutting-edge, we want to make sure not only the motivation's well, but that the testing's been done. Hey, it's been tested for you know, various diseases that could be present. So it's been tested for syphilis and gonorrhea, HIV, and all these things. Things that we wouldn't even think of. You just assume that it's been done. But you also assume that our water in the United States has been tested and it's all safe. After all, we're a first nation country. And, you know, you say, well, of course, all American tap water is safe. Well, we learned from Flint, Michigan, not the case. So don't assume something else is safeguarding your health always, because ultimately the only one that can is you, and you have to take care of yours and yours.
And you can't go by appearances either, because the, you know, the 1,000-pound gorilla in the umbilical cord space was a company that really was good at marketing and putting out a sexy, futuristic, you know, image in terms of embracing this technology. But they were spending the money on the sizzle, but not on the substance. And I found that out the hard way. And so the companies that I represent now are companies that I've vetted just, you know, to the nth degree, including touring their laboratories to see firsthand, you know, what's behind the promises that they're making and the processes that they're using. It could not be more important, because, you know, when you inject something foreign from some other human into your body, there is the potential for the transfer of infectious elements. And so there has to be a quality control process in place, and it has to be a process that is transparent, so that the doctor can see that, you know, the quality controls are there from the very beginning of the process to the end of the process. And if a doctor's not willing to share that kind of commitment and information to you, then you need to keep looking for another source. And certainly anyone who contacts me, I can help them in pointing them in the direction of, you know, high quality sources. Because that is very, very important.
Yeah, and Glenn mentioned something important on, he was mentioning the regenerative support for orthopedic stem cells and then the regenerative support for non-orthopedic stem cell therapy from Logos Nutritionals. And he mentioned a word that a lot of people don't realize, or a couple of words, GMP, good manufacturing practices. It's a process that a company has to go through to ensure that the quality is there, the label is accurate. And once again, if you call up a supplement company and they can't say that they're NSF or GMP or ISO or USP, then you probably want to keep on walking. And you've made that commitment to your products to make sure they're all GMP. And can you explain briefly,
yes,
before we run out of time, why GMP is important, and maybe a little blip about joint marble, part of the packet that we have,
sure,
that Glenn offered?
GMP is important because it speaks to the commitment at the very most base level of a manufacturer that they're going to go through the process of manufacturing their products with a commitment and eye to quality, not only in terms of the raw materials that they secure, but the way those raw materials are treated. For example, you know, we get raw materials in, they're immediately quarantined and tested for purity and potency and microbial contamination. And believe it or not, you do, you know, if you're getting raw materials for years and years, that you can get them and test them and they're great. And then all of a sudden a batch comes out of nowhere that doesn't test well. And, you know, so you have to refuse it, send it back. And if that happens repeatedly, you have to find a different manufacturer that is on top of it, not manufacturer, but raw materials supplier. Our manufacturer is one of the top 10 manufacturers in the entire world of biotechnology and natural medicines. This, according to the FDA, when they came in and inspected their brand new facility, when they rebuilt a new facility 5 years ago, the FDA came in and was like, "This is amazing. You guys are doing everything by the book." And I wouldn't have it any other way. That's the way, you know, we do everything with Logos. And for me, the only way I'll be involved in regenerative medicine is working with companies who take the same approach. Because it's even more important. When, you know, God puts in some amazing protections for us with supplements in terms of the liver and the processes we have for protecting ourselves. But when you're injecting things in the body, you're bypassing some of those protections. And it becomes all the more important that, you know, the protections are up front in place so that you know what you're doing is safe. The last thing I want to say as far as a caution is that lots of stem cell products have DMSO in them. It's a product that's used for cryopreservation to help the cells not burst when they go through the freezing process. And some people are sensitive to sulfa. They know they can't take sulfa drugs because they have an allergic reaction to them. Those same people need to be very careful with stem cells because they do typically contain DMSO. Doesn't mean you can't access them, but you have to have some the appropriate drugs on board before you do the procedure so you don't have an adverse response to the stem cells. And that's just something like Benadryl, for example, an antihistamine that will blunt that your sulfa response to the stem cells.
Sorry for interrupting, but definitely tell the doctor if you have a sulfa allergy, of course.
Absolutely, yes. And then finally, the joint support, joint marvel is just all of your wonderful soft tissue support mechanisms, the glucosamine, the chondroitin. It also has some things in it that help to lubricate the joint so that you lower the friction in there and just optimize the environment for healing and bring on all the nutrients needed for regeneration. And that works no matter what type of regenerative therapy that you choose, whether it's really anything, the whole spectrum out there, even energy-based therapies or vibration or PEMF, electromagnetic pulse frequency treatments. All of those things still need the presence of the raw materials for the body to undergo regeneration.
So, so true. And I know we're out of time, and I just wanted to say that you have to fuel your body. And think of the three little pigs. You can either build a house of straw, sticks, or bricks. And so in so much as we're an overfed, undernourished society, we have lots of wear and tear in modern life. Taking charge of your health is important. If you don't, no one can or will.
Amen, brother. I guess the final thing I want to say is that stem cells, in my opinion, are the future of medicine. They do have the utmost potential for making change in our quality of life, but they have to be approached with caution and with asking the right questions and about things the right way. I'm very, very thankful and happy to have been in a position to do the research, and I can definitely help direct folks in the right direction to get the kind of results that they're looking for from those types of therapies without the dangers.
Wonderful. Thank you, John. And you are a wealth of information. And thank you, Jake. And we're going to continue these kinds of conversations. If you know friends and family that want to know more about the body, different topics. We have topics coming up like magnesium, the importance within the body, some 200 different enzymes, and so many other hot topics. And if you have a topic you want to hear, let John or Jake know, and we will be glad to talk about them in a future show.
As a reminder, the content in blogtalkradio.com's Health Frontiers radio show is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have heard on this program.